Welcome to the Speak Slowly, Please podcast by Amanda Gray. My name is Hannah, and every week we will be reading some news stories from England, slowly and clearly. Each podcast will last no more than 5 minutes. Listen regularly to improve your comprehension. Week 16. North Korea's keenly watched rocket launch has failed, Pyongyang has confirmed. The rocket, seen by many as a band test of long-range missile technology, was launched from northwest North Korea early on Friday. The US, Japan, and South Korea say it flew only for a short time before breaking up and crashing into waters off the Korean Peninsula. North Korea said its scientists were assessing what had caused the failure. North Korea says the aim of the rocket was to launch a satellite into orbit, a move marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of national founder Kim Il-sung. But the US and other nations say the launch constituted a disguised test of long-range missile technology banned under UN resolutions. A Cézanne painting stolen in a raid on a Swiss museum in 2008 has been recovered in Serbia. Authorities have not named the painting, but local media have reported it as the Boy in the Red Vest, which was taken from Zurich's Emil Berl collection and is worth $109 million, that's £68.3 million. Police said three people had been arrested in connection with the theft. The robbery at the Zurich Museum was one of the biggest art thefts in Europe at the time. It was conducted by three armed, masked men who witnesses said spoke German with a Slavic accent. Technology giant Apple and major book publishers are being sued by the US Department of Justice over the pricing of e-books. The US accuses Apple and Hachette, HarperCollins, Macmillan, Simon and Schuster, and Penguin of colluding over the prices of e-books they sell. This lawsuit is over the firm's move to the agency model where publishers, rather than sellers, set prices. But Hachette, HarperCollins, and Simon & Schuster have already settled. The case will proceed against Apple, Macmillan, and Penguin for conspiring to end ebook retailers' freedom to compete on price, the Justice Department said. The European Commission is extending an investigation into the spread of the Internet. The regulator says it expects an explosion in the number of household appliances and other devices connected to the net before 2020. It is launching a consultation over checks of the way information is gathered, stored, and processed, saying it wants to ensure the rights of individuals are respected. The Commission says that the average person has at least two devices connected to the net at present, typically a computer and smartphone. It expects the figure to rise to 7 by 2015, with a total of 25 billion wirelessly connected to the net worldwide. By the end of the decade, it says that could climb to 50 billion. That's all for this week. See you next week.